There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. We're pursuing learning more about World War II and World War II Germany. Hour number one, Harry Cooper talked about Adolf Hitler's double. He mentioned he knows who he was. Joseph Sillip, S-I-L-L-I-P, or Joseph Sillip. And that was information that Harry Cooper got this morning at 9:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And who's Harry Cooper? Well, Harry Cooper has an organization. It's called SharkHunters.com. SharkHunters.com. And it is the definitive organization for the undersea boats of World War II. Harry Cooper knows a lot of the players who were involved. He's met them. He's been to their homes. He's spent time with them. He's friends with them on both sides. And so we are discussing more about World War II, what happened. And the last thing we talked about during hour number one was who started World War II. Harry Cooper, why don't we revisit that and start over, if you will.
Okay.
What happened?
As I said, the country of Poland did not exist for several centuries until 1918. It had been conquered and partitioned and taken over, et cetera. And 1918, when World War I ended, the victorious Allies got out a map and drew some lines on it and said, okay, this is Poland now. Problem was, there were sections that then was Poland, which, you know, the day before was still the eastern provinces of Germany. It was East Pomerania and East Prussia, etc. And now all of a sudden these German families who had been living in Germany suddenly by the stroke of a pen were now living in Poland. They didn't move, but now it was Poland. So in the last 2 weeks of August 1939, for whatever reason, about 450,000 ethnic Germans, Volksdeutschers, were thrown out of their ancestral homes, farms, businesses, whatever, in Poland, and forcibly moved back into what was then the smaller Germany. But about 49,000 were murdered by Polish authorities and or Polish civilians, depending on which one, which area. And as I say, there was a fellow in Florida, can't remember his name, but he wrote a book called Polish Atrocities Against Ethnic Germans. And, it's full of photographs, and it's just horrible. You know, you see these people with their hands tied behind their back and their heads bashed in or whatever. And there's one picture with a bunch of dead people laying in a meadow and news people from around the world. And there's a Catholic priest saying mass over them. And so this is why Hitler had to send troops into Poland to protect his own citizens. And it just escalated from there. He made, I believe, at least 20 peace proposals to the Brits in the first year. And Churchill didn't want to hear about peace. And he just dismissed all the peace proposals until Rudolf Hess was sent over. And this is not a theory. I'll get to the justification in a moment. Rudolf Hess was sent over on a mission. He was going to bail out over the estate of the Duke of something or another, who was a cousin to the king. And he figured that way the peace proposal would get to the king himself. And the king, it was German at that time anyhow. Even right now, Queen Elizabeth, by blood, is German. So anyhow, when poor old Hess came to the ground, the Brits were waiting for him because MI6 or whatever had broken the code, got their transmissions, and were waiting for him. And how do we know this is true? One of our members, Charles Higham, who was a world-renowned researcher and writer, he was doing a book on that, and I spoke to him. He was member number 34, I think, of Shark Hunters. We're up to member number 8,000 now, but he was number 34. I talked to him on the phone a year or two ago, whatever, and he said he had everything he needed, all the documentation to prove exactly what he said, and his book was about ready to go to the publisher. And doggone it, one morning he woke up dead, and all his research evaporated. Funny how those things happen. So, who started World War II? It was not Hitler. He did not start World War II to kill all the Jews and be king of the world. That's just a lot of baloney. He was well loved by his people. So, you know, we were fed baloney right from the get-go in World War II. But I was a kid during the war years. We were told Germans were all raving Nazis, the U-boat veterans, machine gun people in the water for sport, and they hated God and prayed to Hitler. And it just, none of it was true. But propaganda is a powerful thing when you don't get both sides. You only get one side. And then if you're told that if you even think about the other side of a coin, you've got to be sick, a traitor, a lunatic, something like that. So that's where
Harry
we are
Cooper,
with that one, Vincent.
Harry Cooper, you know, USA for Paris is picked up by a lot of listeners, and a lot of our instructors are listening while we're on the air. And we have instructors and class members all over the world. We do.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were discussing Adolf Hitler, Mrs. Finelli received a communique from someone who knows history very well. And he reminded us of the Rhine Meadow camps.
Wiesenlager. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
That's exact. Yeah. There were 19 camps built by the Allied forces, the U.S. Army, in occupied Germany to hold the captured German soldiers at the...
Also Austria.
Yeah, at the close of World War II. Now, there are different reports about how many were starved to death, German soldiers, how many were starved to death. But some of the reports say 3,000, some say 10,000.
1.1 million is the accurate number.
Mm-hmm. And another number is 3.5 million. So, you know, we think that we were really good guys, right? General Dwight David Eisenhower was a really good guy.
Yeah.
But wasn't he responsible for the starvation of, well, between 1.1 and 3.5 million German soldiers? Wasn't he responsible for that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
These soldiers that were put into these camps were not prisoners of war, because POWs were protected by the Geneva Convention. These were guys who were in outlying areas and came in after the war was over, thinking they were just going to get their release papers and go to work because they were not captured. A good friend of mine, who was like grandpa to my kids, was in one of those groups, and he got thrown into one of these camps, but fortunately got transferred out quickly because he was U-boater, not SS. Almost everyone in these camps was SS. I was in the remains of one of these camps about 3 years ago in Austria. Rhein-Wiesen-Lager means Rhine Meadow Camps. But like I say, they were not all along the Rhine. And the reason they were called Meadow Camps is because that's all there was there. Just the big barbed wire and then the high fence with machine gun towers all around. A meadow. No barracks. The guys had to sleep on the ground. No latrine. They had to find a corner of the camp and do their business over there. No mess hall, because under Eisenhower's orders, these men were deprived of food and water. Absolutely deprived. And if a villager tried to come by and hand them water or food, they got shot. And most of the grave markers I saw, the people died in early July. And they were either, if you're talking from a soldier's angle, they were either young guys or old men. They were either 14, 15 years old, or they were 45, 50 years old. That's an old man to a soldier. And these guys were just stuck in there to die. These were not combat American soldiers guarding the camps. These were the guys who weren't good enough to get into combat who were stuck back in the U.S. until finally they got sent over. And now they were going to get their part of the action, even though there was no more action going on. There were many instances where some poor German would be sitting there talking to his buddies and suddenly he's dead because one of the guards wanted to see if he could hit a target with his M1. He'd just shoot the poor guy sitting there. But yes, I remember I liked Ike. He was the most beloved yakety-yakety-yak. He was not. He was just a mean, nasty person. So, you know, if you lead a good life and go to heaven when you die, I don't think you're going to meet up with Eisenhower.
Excellent point. Excellent point. And so, getting back to one of the reasons why we talk about these things on USAForParis.com is because we have been lied to. And how many of us knew about Rhine Meadow before just now? How many of us knew that we starved Germans to death as the war ended and after the war? When we come back, I'd like to mention a book, Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 to 1947, recommended by one of your instructors.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Harry Cooper, senior USAPrepares.com instructor. You know, very, very rarely does an instructor make it to senior instructor level at USAPrepares.com. Dr. Norman Shealy is a senior instructor. He's Surgeon of the Year, is a brain surgeon. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, senior instructor. John Reagan, Matt Stein. The list is very, very small. And your instructor, Harry Cooper, is a senior USAPrepares.com instructor. He spent years and years and years researching what happened. And one of the things that I'd like to pursue is there's a book. And the book is titled Hellstorm by Thomas Goodrich. And in that book, it talks about the terror bombing beginning in July 1943 of Hamburg, Germany. 750,000 were left homeless. Between 60 and 100,000 died, and they were mostly women and children. And then we bombed Dresden. We firebombed it. We burned it. And between 300,000 and 400,000 were killed. And then at the end of the war, you know, the Soviets and Allied troops raped the women. We don't talk about that, do we, Harry Cooper?
Yeah, the city of Hamburg, and I used to go there a lot. My best friend in Germany was a doctor of law there. He was a 21-year-old kid in command of a combat submarine at the end of the war, combat U-boat. He was decorated with the Knight's Cross, etc. And I've seen plats of the city. It was so badly devastated, they didn't even know where the streets were. They couldn't even figure out how, after the war, they couldn't even figure out how to rebuild. the city because they didn't even know where the streets had been. So it was pretty much reconstructed out of memory. And you mentioned also the rape of the women, especially from the Soviets. And it was not so much Russians originally, it was the Mongolian, the Soviet-Mongolian troops. One of our members, who was born and raised in Germany and came to the U.S., she has a successful business over here. I got an email from her just a few days ago. Her aunt was 19 years old and was gang raped repeatedly for days on end. And when it finally quit, when it finally ended, she committed suicide. Unofficial records indicate that about one out of every 10 German women committed suicide because of the gang rapes. And there was a so-called journalist by the name of Ilya Ehrenberg in the Soviet Union who was on the radio exhorting the troops. He said, it's your duty to Mother Russia to rape as many German women as you can, break the German pride, and if you haven't killed a German man today, you're not doing your job for your motherland. And this was after the war was over. Everyone was disarmed and helpless, but Berlin and the eastern part of Germany suffered horribly from the Soviets. But we were the good guys, so it was okay. If the Germans did it, of course, the Germans had a code of conduct. I have the conduct manual for the Navy, at least the German Navy. If anybody raped or even robbed a civilian, they got shot. But they were the bad guys, and we were the good guys, so it was okay to rape everybody. And we're just finding out now that the French had problems with American GIs raping their women. But without being facetious, any time a military has absolute power over a vanquished country, they do it. It ain't right. It's just absolutely not right. But they do it. Look centuries back. I studied Rome when I was a kid in school. And every time they conquer another city, rape all the women, kill all the men, or sell them into slavery, steal everything out of the treasury. They were called conquerors back then. And I imagine in 200 or 300 years, the same term might be applied to some of the leaders of World War II. But the Allies took countless patents, inventions, scientific and engineering breakthroughs, ships, submarines, airplanes, but that's called the spoils of war, which means it's a legal way to steal from the other guy that doesn't have the ability to defend himself anymore.
Let's talk more about that and Operation Paperclip when we come back. George Holdon from New Hampshire will get right to you.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you'd like to hear more of Harry Cooper, that would be on the Bunker Files this afternoon between the hours of 2 and 4. Two more hours of Harry Cooper on the Bunker Files today. And there's a link on the website, usapreparers.com. Page number 1, you'll see at the Bunker Files today, Harry Cooper. And it says Hitler Escaped. Click on that and it'll show you exactly how you can listen to Harry Cooper, me, and Aaron Dakins this afternoon. And I'd like to mention that we have a meetup on Monday at Jimmy's Egg. Silent Night will be with us. We're going to talk about home birthing. We're going to be talking about living outside the system. And we're going to teach you about welding. So welding, living outside the system, home birthing, and of course my news update Monday from 4:45 to 8. Please bring family and friends. It will be a great, great meetup. And we'll have some books if you want to buy a copy of The Underground Railroad by The Silent Night, USAPrepares.com instructor. You'll be able to do that. I'll bring them, and they're autographed. I have his entire inventory of books, so I'll bring them. And if anyone wants one, just contact us through the website, and you can send us a check or money order, and we'll send your book out to you. You cannot buy it anywhere else. It's not available at Amazon. It's not available on eBay. You can't buy it anywhere else. It's $15 shipped. We're talking about the spoils of war, and Harry Cooper, we've got a caller, George, from New Hampshire. You're on with Harry Cooper and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Hi, Vin. Hi, Harry. I just wanted to say this, is that there was mistreatment across the board on all fronts from all armies, because as we all know, an army is joined by many different individuals. Some just want to do the job and get home. Some of them are looking for any opportunistic thing they could do. But in fairness to Eisenhower, they showed him and Patton and some of the other generals and higher brass touring Dachau and other concentration camps. And I think it traumatized him when he saw what he saw. And I also heard an account that they said that when Eisenhower found out they were going to drop the atom bomb on Japan, they said people who were around him said he was sick to his stomach, but Eisenhower had to make decisions that cost so many lives, and it all fell on his shoulders. And I think he felt that when the Germans long since could have given up, when for all practical, like somebody once said, they're not jungle animals. In other words, a human being knows when you're beaten. And they were lied to, too, the Germans, saying the Wunderwaffes were coming. So if you could just hold on a little longer. But when you see that last picture of Hitler or his double, which is more likely, you know, pinching the cheeks of those little red-cheeked 11-year-old and 12-year-old Hitler youths, who he was putting iron crosses, second classes on for knocking out T-34s, you say to yourself now, when you see those resplendent SS men who were standing there, hadn't gotten muddied or anything for the most part, and they're sending 12-year-olds out to face hardened shock troops from the Russian army with T-34 tanks, you say, where is the manhood for certain elements? And these elements exist in all countries, and they put our youth at severe, and our people at severe, dangerous positions.
Well, if I can pop in there a second.
Sure.
You said something about when they know they're beaten, they should have surrendered earlier. Maybe they would have, and there were generals who were trying to work some side deals, but it was Franklin Roosevelt who caused the war to continue, because at the, where the heck was it, Yalta, when Roosevelt and Churchill and Stalin met, Roosevelt publicly said he would accept nothing less than unconditional surrender. And so the German people I know, some of them were admirals, et cetera, they all said they wish they could have stopped then, because it would have saved a lot of lives. But unconditional surrender, they knew what was coming, and that's exactly what they got after May of 1945, unconditional surrender, stealing everything that wasn't nailed down, raping all the women, killing men just as targets. It's a war that never should have happened, but then again, what war is justified? I don't know. But at any rate, that's why it didn't end with back in 44 during the Yalta conference. Roosevelt said they would accept nothing less than unconditional surrender. So when you're told, you know, if you surrender now, we'll kill you, or if you keep on fighting, we'll kill you, what choices do you have?
I've got a question for you, George. George, what is your perspective on World War II? Have you met with veterans? Have you talked with both sides? What is your perspective?
Well, my perspective is this: I believe World War II was set up to happen. Hitler was backed, and he was encouraged to go in certain directions. I believe he was led to believe that he had the backing of the Western powers, maybe even the United States. What I can see now is what a lot of the listeners may not know, but I'm sure Harry and you do, is Germany offered Russia a treaty to sign with Molotov, their diplomat. But at the same time, France and England offered the same treaty of mutual assistance from the Russians. And the Russians knew, Stalin knew, that if he signed with the English and the French, Hitler would not have attacked Poland. And he had a certain game plan figuring if he could get the Germans to and the English and the French to fight, he could sit back and continue to build up. And they said, but Roosevelt, I think, was a very dangerous individual with an undeservedly good reputation, because they said he knew what Germany was going to do. And they said Germany offered all kinds of concessions to Poland. And they said the Poles, they suffered back in the 1800s under Bismarck and the other ones. They were made like a political football, kicked around, kicked back and forth, and they had their enmities. But they said that Roosevelt could have tipped off, he knew at least a week in advance, he could have tipped off the Polish government saying, look, if you don't make some sort of a treaty with Hitler and allow him to get into Danzig to send relief and trade into a 97% populated German area that, because of World War One, was seceded over to Poland, which was created after World War One, but it did exist centuries before the Middle Ages. All I'm saying is that my perspective is you had a lot of decent men who, once they swore an oath, once they felt their countries, mutual countries, were endangered, then they said, well, they've got to stand up and do what they felt was right. And a lot of those men could have been friends under any other conditions. And I've talked to German veterans, American veterans. The last thing I'll just say, my Uncle Salvi was a POW, and he was an Army POW, and he said that, forget about these barracks and stuff. The Germans put him behind barbed wire. He had a foxhole to live in wintertime. And he said if a German soldier was caught doing a kindness to an American POW, they both were punished.
You know, you said that there could be friends on both sides. That is absolutely positively true, and Harry Cooper has proven it, because he is friends with men who fought against each other on both sides.
Not only that, Vince, but at our conventions back when they were all still alive, we'd have 1 year in the U.S., the next year in Germany, and I'll go to our very first convention, 1987, Key Largo, Florida, in February. I lived in Chicago at the time and needed to get out of the snow. We had 11 German veterans. Three were submarine commanders. One was a Knight's Cross holder who became my best friend, S. And we'd be sitting at the bar. I used to drink back in them days. And I remember clearly it's one evening, Hans-Georg Hess, 21-year-old combat submarine commander on my right, and an American gunner from a destroyer sitting on my left. And they'd be talking back and forth across my face because I was trying to set a new record for pina colada sales that night. They'd be talking to each other, and, what was your area? Well, that was my area. When were you there? Well, that's when I was there. And then Hess said, the number on your destroyer was such and such. And the American gunner said, yeah, how do you know that? And Hess said, on such and such a date, I fired two torpedoes at your destroyer, but somebody must have seen them because your destroyer turned and I missed. And this guy lit up and he says, yeah, I remember that day. And he named the lookout and he got a little arrogant. He said, well, Captain, you missed. What do you think about that? And Hess slammed his fist on the bar. He says, well, I'm glad we missed. We have more time for beer now, you and I. And I got to be best friends. And we've even had this young couple go with us when we went in 1988 over to Hamburg. And I guess they had an open arrangement or something, because the young wife got enamored with one of the current-day German U-boat commanders. He was about 30, and he looked just like World War II German U-boat commanders, and they took off for 3 or 4 days, and they had quite the so I guess they got to be friends at that time. But when we were down in Key Largo some years later, Captain Ned Beach, U.S. Navy submarine commander, and he's the guy that wrote Run Silent, Run Deep, that became a best-selling book and a movie. He and Hess got to be best friends down there in Florida. And Beach had met another dear friend of mine, Otto Kretschmer, the top submarine commander of the war. They became friends. And what Hess said just summed it all up. He said, "We found we were not different. We just wore different uniforms." And that sums it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate your time.
George, thanks for the call.
I don't want to tie you up anymore. Thank you. Take care.
George, thank you for the call.
Yeah. Vince, if I can be permitted a couple of seconds to give some things away to your listeners here. They can get information about us at sharkhunters.com. But if they want to send me an email at sharkhunters@earthlink.net and say they listened today, I'll send them the current issue of our magazine electronically over the Internet, no charge at all. And then if they want to buy the book, Hitler in Argentina.
Hold that.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
It's going to be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, I'm delighted to be with your senior instructor, Harry Cooper, and we're talking about Adolf Hitler. We're talking about his wife. We're talking about World War II and Germany and the Third Reich. And if you would like a free copy of the newsletter I subscribe to, Shark Hunters newsletter, you can email your request to sharkhunters@earthlink.com.
Earthlink.net.
Earthlink.net.
Sharkhunters@earthlink.net. Say that they heard us on your show today. And they want a free copy of the magazine. It's a magazine, full color, on the air. And we'll just send it to you free. Also, I was going to say, before the hard break got us, if anybody wants to buy a copy of Hitler in Argentina, just send the email, and we'll get back to you. And we'll sell it. And let me know they listened to us today on your show. And we'll sell it at the members' price, which is just $20 instead of the usual $25.
Right, let me see if I got this right.
We charge the $6 shipping because Uncle Sam is not known for his generosity.
Now, Harry Cooper, I've got a copy in my hands, and it's inscribed, it's autographed, and it's Hitler in Argentina, the documented truth of Hitler's escape from Berlin. Now, this is the copy we're talking about. It's a pretty thick book, 300 pages. It's a 300-page soft cover book. It's an amazing book. You'll love it. And it's something that you'd like to share with friends and family. So if you'd like to go to usaprepares.com, you'll see a post that says The Bunker Files today, Friday, 2 to 4 Central Time, Harry Cooper, Hitler Escapes. Right there is the information, if you missed it, about how to get your free copy of the Shark Hunters magazine via email, sharkhunters@earthlink.net. It's posted right there, page one. It's the number one post. So if you need to refresh your memory, you'll be able to go to that post at usaprepares.com Click on it, and you'll get the information on how to get your free newsletter. And you'll get a chance to meet Harry Cooper at the Get Prepared Expo. And you'll also be able to get a copy of the book. And now, Harry, you're going to sign every book that you sell to our class. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. So you'll have one of these prized possessions in your library, as I do. Harry, we talked about Operation Paperclip, and
right.
We really didn't get to it. Very quickly, we had, we took the best of the best. We took the scientists in rocketry, aeronautics, medical, biological
weapons,
chemical weapons. Yeah, human experimentation, electronics. We took the best that they had and brought them over here, didn't we?
As many as we could get a hold of. Operation Paperclip scooped up as many as we could get on this side. The Russians were scooping up as many as they could get on their side. But they didn't, a lot of these people didn't want to go to the east or the west. They went south. Professor Kurt Tank, the guy who designed the Focke Wulf FW-190 fighter plane, the one they called the Butcher Bird, he escaped, went up through Denmark, over the Norway Strait, the Denmark Straits to Norway, and then came all the way down to Argentina. And along over a couple of months, there were a total of 50 of Germany's top aeronautical engineers went down to Argentina, and they designed fighter planes down there for the Argentine Air Force. He retired and lived in the same little town where Hitler retired and lived from 1945 to 55. A lot of SS guys down there, and if anyone is familiar with the Horton bomber, that's the jet-powered flying wing that the U.S. Air Force used to design the B-2 bomber off of, the Horton brothers went down there, and I was looking at a DVD that this one nice gentleman I met a year ago right now, he was the historian for the Argentine Air Force, he gave me a video or a DVD to watch, and I'm watching it. One plane after another, it was done in about 1960. One plane after another taxiing past the camera, and all of a sudden I look, there's a Horton, for God's sake, a Horton flying wing taxiing past the camera. So I called him up.
Harry, we're out of time. We're out of time, but you can get more of Harry Cooper today from 2 to 4. Just go to usapreparis.com, and you can listen to the Bunker Files with Harry Cooper, Aaron Dakins, and me. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Harry Cooper, thanks so much.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.